Every time I press record, you see something.
Yes.
Right, ready? Get started now then.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's coming in now. Perfect. There it is. Perfect. It's coming in. All right, so is everyone ready? We're all good?
Hmm? Yeah, cool. But what's the...
Well, the theme today.
Yeah.
Christmas today. What's going on, people? Welcome to a brand new edition of the podcast today. And today, because it's getting released the week of Christmas, it's going to be a Christmas episode today. But before we get started today, why are you sniffing the mic for?
Why
are you sniffing the mic?
ASMR,
I just turned up him.
ASMR,
bro. Oh, forget that. I can't find. But before we get started, though, is everyone doing all right? You all good?
I'm good.
Are you good? Oh,
you're
right.
We know we're recording, by the way. Is everyone doing all right, though?
Splendid.
Splendid.
There's just a couple of silly delinquents in here.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. But how was everyone's week, though? None of the ASMR stuff, though. Don't worry about it. It's fine. But how was everyone's week, though? Everyone all right?
So it was all right.
Yeah?
Sorry, man.
Tell me about your week, though. How was your week, everyone? How's everyone's
it was
week?
All right. It was all right.
It was, what?
I don't know, it was cold.
Cold, isn't it? Mm-hmm. How cold is it now, though? It's freezing,
cold.
Isn't it? Cold.
Blitz.
Blitz. It is blitz. But you know what? As it's getting released during the week of Christmas, it's going to be a Christmas edition today. So, but before we get started, though, quick question is, how does everyone normally celebrate Christmas at this time of year, then?
Food.
Food? Loads of food?
Money.
Presents. Money. Presents, yeah.
I don't even money. Ask presents, I ask money.
Where are you going to celebrate? Like yeah. family or no, friends like yours?
My mum is the present.
But your mum is the present. No, of course she is.
No, not my mum. No, my money.
Oh, this is your mum's the present. She's a gift every day, but like, money, yeah?
Yeah.
Where do you normally celebrate? Like, yours or families or friends? Where do you normally celebrate?
Family.
Is it? Does everyone's family live like, near you guys as well? Or does it travel far to get Sam?
Scattered.
Scattered. All around London or further out?
No,
in London.
Is it? Fair enough. And hopefully we can celebrate this year, though, because things are a bit of a madness at the moment. But because obviously Christmas is a time for us to celebrate with people that we love, our friends, family, think of the good times and what we're thankful for. That's the kind of stuff I wanted to get into this episode actually. But before that, though, I've got a first. What are you saying?
That's
a mad
man.
Fair enough. But question one, though, is I'm going to ask you guys a bunch of questions about Christmas. I'm going to get your feedback on a bunch of different things, right? So question one is, alright, stop it. Listen up. It's question one. Is when right? This is like a cause like debate with loads of people, right? A quick question now, quick for everyone. Is when should shops start selling Christmas stuff? When do you think?
After the 15th of December.
Well, after the 15th?
No, I would say the first, like as soon as December. Actually,
December.
No, actually, I would say the 25th of November.
Well, on the day of Christmas?
It's no, still the 25th of November.
Oh, it's December. You know why I asked that question? Because I see some people filling stuff in August time for Christmas.
What?
That's what I'm asking, like
it gets sold out quick.
That's what I mean, yeah. Like, so what's your kind of like feedback then on like Christmas stuff in general? Like, when do you think you should start getting to like 25th of November, you said? Anything else like
no,
mid-November,
like,
end
like,
of November,
before,
start of
before Christmas, like, but in the middle-ish.
So when do you think, like, end of November sort of time?
No, like in December.
Yeah.
But not at the beginning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Then what do you guys think?
I think decorations make it more cold.
Of course you can. Do whatever you want.
The vibe makes it more cold.
Oh, sorry?
The vibe makes it more cold.
The vibe, innit?
Yeah.
But that's madder and like... Right, next one is when should Christmas trees be put up, do you reckon? And when do you guys put your Christmas trees up?
I put my Christmas
December.
Tree up on the
30th. Yeah, my mum normally puts up on the 1st.
Is it? 30th? Is that too early? Do you reckon? Is that all right?
I was like, to my mum, what are you doing? I can't believe it. You know, she's there doing all the decorations. Like, Christmas is in a couple of days now. We've got to do it.
Yeah.
I'm just so she even tried to do it before my birthday as well. I was like,
so you put us on the 30th of November. Wicked. When do you think it's too early, actually, for Christmas trees? If it is too early?
Before the 19th of November.
So yours is too early then, do you reckon, when you put yours up? How about you guys? When do you put your Christmas trees up?
Like, beginning of December.
Is it? The beginning, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it, where do you get your Christmas trees from, normally?
I don't even know. I have my Christmas tree for like years.
Is it? Or the same one, is it? Like,
yeah.
Like plastic? Is it a plastic one?
Sometimes, like, my mum uses the same decorations because they're in good condition. It's only for
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it one of those like big ones you got, like a quite small one, or
no,
is it?
Is
it?
Big one, yeah.
Is it? Sick one. All right, next one. Question three is: what is the best Christmas track or the best Christmas song?
aren't listening to Christmas music.
Now, everyone hates it. It's like Mama, everyone loves him, hates him. Right? But for you guys, like, what do you reckon is the best Christmas song?
Santa
Tell. Yeah. Well,
no,
what's
that song? That one.
That's like a Halloween song.
No. No.
Near primary school, yeah, and take you to church. Silent night.
Silent, why
are
you?
That's
not
that song.
No,
I hate that song.
Take me to church and have you singing bare songs.
Okay, did you like sing Christmas songs at school then?
Yeah. They used to take me to church and sing. And the church was always cold.
I was always the best singer. I was putting it out there.
The songs are
Do you still go there now and stay at the moment or not now?
No.
Is it?
Do you still sing at the moment?
Do you sing at
a church or just anywhere in general?
That was a forced thing.
That was forced.
Was forced to go to church?
Yeah.
Is it? Do you not like it at all?
No.
How often did you sing? Like every Sunday or like every other Sunday or
it was like
Christmas time?
It's a school trip, yeah.
Oh, is it? What, are churches banned here or like anywhere else?
No, it's in my primary school.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Which church was it? Do you remember?
It was the one near St. Paul's Primary School.
Okay. I don't know if I know that one, but
no,
or
St. Vincent,
the one opposite of that.
Yeah.
But when do you think it's too? Still that same sort of question. When do you think it's too early to play Christmas songs?
When it's not December.
Yeah. Well, so anything before December is too early. Do you reckon?
Yeah.
What do you guys reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got a mat for if you're not gonna talk?
Oh, I wanted to ask about that actually, Winter Wonderland.
I'm going next week,
still. Are you? Yeah. What did you go over here actually to Winter Wonderland?
Huh?
Have you never been?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember
what
we met last year?
Huh?
Winter Wonderland.
Oh my.
How was it? I ain't been in years, you know.
The rides were a bit. Her and my sister were a little. What happened?
What happened? Like back to
Was asking me for help.
But we didn't even know where we were going. We jumped on the 34.
My mum made us make our own way there. And I had to pay, I think I had to.
We had to get selling. Yeah. We had to get selling.
And had some girl's dad dropped us, yeah. Like halfway, and he's trying to tell us, you guys can get the bus from here. What? Get the bus from what?
No, I'm barely in. That's impossible.
Olivia was laughing, yeah. Like, you know that weird laugh she does? Like, can you stop with that laughing, please? Can you stop? Her dad was rude, you know. I'm deep in it now. Her dad was rude.
I have all the videos I'm filming with that. Like, and your eyelash.
What happened with the eyelash?
Someone's eyelash came off. Actually,
we used to take the piss out of her because she had barely any hair.
What's your favorite eyelash off?
No,
eyelash.
She looked like a man. It was really bad. And then she tried to get.
But you know what? I ain't been went to Wonderland in years. This is why I don't go anymore, because do you reckon it's a bump to go there? Think it's too expensive?
It's
bare
money.
I spent £100.
Did you? What recently? Like last year?
Yeah,
Oh my god. Well, mainly the food, do you reckon? Pairing like the, I like in the food that I bumped there though.
No, for me, I'm going to Wonderland. I'm bringing at least 5 bills with me if I'm going there.
Five bills. Yeah.
How much are you? You got to pay for food, everything.
And who pays for food at Winter Wonderland? Any fun fair?
But you know what? Like, you know what? So many girls love going and getting paid for as well, though, what I realised. They love getting paid for.
Take me
Winter Wonderland. Because they know how expensive it is.
I like to pay for myself. If it's a dinner, I'm taking a dinner.
If you start feeling awkward.
What, who feels awkward? The guy or...
It's a girl.
Yeah,
it's
a girl.
That's bare awkward. And plus, because
imagine if you're just paying for everything, you've got nothing now. Just there,
But it's very expensive, though, isn't it, there, Winter Wonderland? Like, do you not go every year? Like, the past few years, apart from,
I've
obviously,
only
COVID.
Gone, like,
but
twice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, my sister went for her birthday once. My sister went for her birthday once. Yeah, too cold.
That's what I'm saying.
When's your sister's birthday? Like Christmas time. When's your sister's birthday? Like around sort of Christmas as well.
11th.
Oh, 11th.
Yeah.
Oh, literally 2 weeks before then. Perfect. But what was I going to say? Where is it? Is it near Hyde Park? Hyde Park. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I ain't been in 10 years. Because it's so expensive. But what's it like now? Like, is that loads of rides and stuff now?
It's the same, but it's dead. Better rides.
Yeah.
Better rides now. Like, what, like, is it like roller coasters and stuff, though? Like proper ones, or just like those little mini ones for kids?
But me, I don't trust it. Like, you see all these like fun fairs, and I don't trust them. They're all flat back. They all come out of a van, fam. I don't trust them rides.
As you say that, like, you know, they're like the yearly ones, like in park, like Oak Hill Park and stuff.
No,
so, like, do you not go to those ones? Like, those like fun fairs?
I'm not going on none of them.
If there's a ride that's been there for years,
then I'll go on it.
Yeah.
But if it's just come out of a van, I'm not getting on it because it's flat pack, portable.
like IKEA stuff, innit?
Yeah, like
flat pack roller coaster. But I was going to say though, did you not go when I first joined? Well, here in September, you lot went to Thorpe Park during the summer.
Yeah.
Did you not go to that? Did you not go to that? How was it?
Me and Kayla went on the first ride and we were crying.
What was the first ride?
She looked actually lit. No, it was lit. It was lit, but we were screaming. We were on the ride. She was like, Stella, I'm like,
my eyes, how is it? No, I didn't know how eyelashes were. Like, yeah.
What's
this going on?
So
my eyelashes
were like,
what's
that?
What's that?
It was so funny.
What was that? Bumble clock?
Arse clock? And then we went on some ride, yeah, where it had water. She couldn't swim.
Oh, is that the
she
one could where
not
it...
swim. She was like, Sarah, I can't swim.
Is that the one where it like, kind of shoots down, like,
she
spends water
on
everyone?
We went on that one.
That's sick, that one. It's still there. Still.
Yeah. We didn't go on stuff. The line's too long. It's too long.
You didn't go on
We'd be standing in the
house. No, I swear we did.
No, we didn't. We went on Swarm. And then we went on...
Swarm was sick.
We went on Colossus. And then
we was going to go on the swingy one, but they said there was something wrong with the ride.
That volcano one.
Yeah, and then we went on volcano one. Volcano one. When we was hiding from Ben.
I thought it was cool. Columbus, something like that.
When we was hiding from Ben.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was hiding from Ben in the teapots here.
Oh, no, well, that's...
And then I thought I saw him, it was all
ducking. Like, there was no space on my name.
But you know what? I can't do teacups. I did it once, I'm still up.
Yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, yeah,
anything.
When we went on that spinny thing that goes round.
Oh.
Well.
You know, put me on any ride, I don't care. But the teacup ride or anything spinny, forget it. I'm not doing that.
The sky, and I was sitting on the bottom.
Remember me, two people, and the thing was spinning like this.
Forget it, I can't.
Do you know what
sliding
was like?
That's what we went on it.
Yeah.
But it was not
or the teacup one.
Was slipping and sliding out
like this.
The worst one I went on.
Slipping and sliding.
The worst one I went on was. Talk about spinning ones. You know, there's like, I can't describe it, but it's like a massive spinning thing. It's kind of like that, but then your seat also spins like double speed as well. It's like a double spin.
I went on it. Yeah. So when I went to the park with my sister, and it's like it's, the seat itself spins, and then the actual ride spins itself. Yeah, it's lit. It's lit.
Oh my God. I had to like stop myself from throwing up right now. I can't do it, but I mean, any ride, the funniest one I done was in
him.
He died, but the best one I went on. But the best one I went on was not in Thorpe, but was actually in America, you know, in Vegas, where there's this one of the hotels called the Stratosphere. It's like 180 floors up. Yeah. And here's the thing, like, they've got like different rides. Like, it's like a funfair, but on top of the hotel. Like literally on like, it's like on like a heliport sort of thing, but going on, it is sick. I showed a video after actually.
That's too high. Something like that.
But you know what? I'll show you the pictures actually after in the video. But I done like a bungee jump off that, but it's like you jump off the hotel and like land on your feet. It is sick. But there's one where it's like a shotgun sort of thing, but you sit on it, then he shoots off the edge, then back up again.
Oh, that's roller coaster thing, and you go down.
Yeah,
back
up. That's
what I
said.
I want to go on a slingshot.
I want to do that as well.
No, but bare people pass out on that.
I want to see that.
I know I will pass out. I'm not going on that.
I will actually pass out, but I want to do it. It's an experience.
Yeah, I want to do that as well. You know, but
I see bare people do it on Instagram and that.
Pass out.
Passing out. But I've seen people like almost falling out their seats as well with that because of the straps.
You see how skinny I am? Oh my God.
She was sliding that out of the seat. I was scared, fam. I thought she was going to drop out the red.
Oh, mad.
Yeah.
And that is jugs. But is there any other rides you want to do, like with like Alton Towers or Thorpe Park? Or...
I want to go Six Flags.
I'm winning that scary ride.
In America?
We had to try and fight the guys.
Oh, yeah. What's the winter one? Oh,
what happened?
We went on a scary ride, yeah.
But it was like a ride to get out of the ride. And walk to get to the other side.
Really?
Those things jumping out and everything.
Oh, like a scare one.
Me and Kayla was gonna fight them. We were like,
they had to come out of character and tell us to walk this way. They was like, walk this way, walk this way.
We were like, what do you mean? The ride's not finished.
Walk way.
And then they were like, no, to get to the other side, you need to walk that way. Walk through, and it was dark.
Oh, is it?
Did you come in it?
Yeah, you was. No, she wasn't LaVoy in that. Remember, we split up.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, it was just me, you,
Indian. But that one where like people jump out and try to scare you, that thing.
It was dark, that red lights.
I did that in where's that place in London? Not Alton Towers, like Central. It's like a scare place, like London Dungeons, I think it was.
London
Vision. Yeah, but I see people getting knocked out doing that. People like jumping out, scared. He punches and knocks him out, but he's mad. But Going back to the track, so you mentioned, well, who mentioned the Ariana Grande track about being the best one? Santa, tell me. That one. Yeah, that's the best one. What's the worst one then? Or what's one track you're sick of?
I love your song, I swear to God.
But I love you're changing it up though. So like, what do you guys think though? What's the worst Christmas song? Or what's one like your proper stick of now? Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Yeah. Huh? Is it
that one that they make you sing in school, and
then
that
Holy Night, oh, Holy Night,
Bethlehem,
like 12 days of Christmas,
Bethlehem, little door,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love how aggressive you are. That was.
My mum
made
me listen to that. Can I listen to it?
Listen to what? Proper was aggressive Christmas feedback, but what I'm sick of is how much. Oh, I wish it could be Christmas every day. That one, I hate that. Hate that as well. But that's fine. You see whatever you want, but it's cool.
See, otherwise he would have come back.
All right.
I think the worst thing.
But next one though, I'll come back to this one later. Actually, I'll come back to it later. But what's the best Christmas film or Christmas films?
I think there's Home Alone still,
right?
Yeah,
Home Alone.
My God.
That's a classic.
First one or second one?
Second one,
yes.
One
by far, yes.
No, it's like
Bad Boy.
Like when he does
Love,
but now the guy, the guy looks proper old and that. He looks like
he's going to grow up, be a
lent. He looks like a fucking
Macaulay Culkin. He looks like a fucking He actually was, though. He went to, that's why he looks like he does now, because he got bad into drugs. He did. Now he looks wicked, though, but he went through a phase. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin. Yeah, the kid.
Yeah, what was he taking drugs?
Big time. Yeah, that's why he took.
That's why he looked like that. Yeah.
Yeah, because he got into big time drugs afterwards. Like hanging out with Michael Jackson and thing. I don't know what happened, he got into drugs and obviously he had that big, that long. It's actually a really famous story where he got into drugs big time and looked like he did. But now, like you said, he's really clean. Like looking wicked now. But next one, what is adding that question? Have you not seen Die Hard?
Yeah,
have you seen the last one?
What called? Yeah. No, the reason why I ask it, I think it's 15. The reason why I ask it, because it's like this.
Have you seen the last one? When Madman's with a sign in front of black man saying, I hate N-word.
Oh, I've seen that way. Does that on purpose, yeah.
What about that white guy?
Bruce Willis, yeah.
And he has to go to jail.
Yeah.
That film.
No, but it was like, the most popular was the first three that came out, but the reason why I asked was because I think the first one is like in a hotel, like saving his family during the Christmas time. Do you not reckon it's a Christmas film or not?
What?
Die Hard, the first one. Because the first one is set during Christmas time, where it's like the terrorists, like blowing up the building and stuff, but
no, because it was just a scene set in Christmas, on Christmas. It's not really that.
Yeah, because some people think it is, some people think it's not. But
you know my favorite Christmas film is Krampus. Still,
Krampus.
Krampus. Yeah,
I've never heard that before.
It's a scary horror. It's like search up Krampus.
Krampus.
But it's called Krampus. Yeah,
okay.
There's other additions to it as well. It's sick.
It's not like before. Think about that. Next question. What's the worst Christmas film then? You are Grinch.
Grinch
is cold.
Grinch is good.
Have you seen the animated bit? The animated one?
Or the newest one?
Yeah.
It's too good.
Benedict Cumberbatch, that one. Yeah. Well, talk about Grinch. Which one better? The newer one, which came out a few years back?
I think
Jim Carrey one?
The animated old one is better.
Which one?
The animated one is better, but the old one.
Yeah, so in a bit, we'll obviously. So when this is finished in 20 minutes, we'll do that for sure. But, music. Next up, Christmas dinner is. Bad Boy. Right, what is your.
Chicken wings.
What chicken wings is that Christmas?
Fat chicken.
Yeah.
My favorite thing. Oh, gravy!
I'm about to ask that. But I'm going to ask you that. Some people just walked out, so I'll ask you guys for now then. But. We're going to come in both, are we?
No. Gravy, potatoes,
and
my
lunch. You can sit there.
Anyway, you're right. That one. This one's up to you. But to say, like, what is like your favourite part? What's the best part of Christmas dinner? Then is it potato, the parsnip, the turkey, the chicken potato, wings? You said the gravy.
And
what is it?
Ooh, gravy and potato. You both me off. Oh,
But the question was though, as you just walking in, that what's your favorite? What's the best part of Christmas dinner? Is it the turkey, the gravy, the potatoes?
The alcohol.
The
alcohol.
Because
I don't drink. That gravy.
Like what? Like
oh,
that's
the
dinner
like,
itself.
The, though. I like the roast potatoes, the gravy, the cheese.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Bangs.
That's I think really great. Likes that,
love it.
Sausages. Oh my
god. Well, they picked in blankets. Sausages. Yeah.
I don't like sausages.
Oh, the
barbecue sausages.
Yeah, have you not had it?
Barbecue sausages.
Yes.
What, it's called barbecue?
They are bomb though.
Yeah.
You've done the barbecue grill, that one.
Yes,
yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Barbecue
sauce.
Yes, like, you know, do you know about them ones?
You don't know.
Yeah, that one.
On a grill? Well,
yes,
like,
yes.
Barbecue, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Bad boy.
That's fine, come on.
You talking about grilled sausage, bro?
I don't even like barbecue sauce.
You talking about grilled sausage,
dude?
You know what, they are
bomb though. I can't lie, only like the barbecue chicken and KFC, I'll be real. Have you tried them?
Huh? But you know what I just heard recently?
It's covered in Yeah.
You know what I heard today though?
Popcorn chicken.
That's legs.
You know what I heard today though on podcast? Apparently you can get like Christmas dinner on Deliveroo now.
Oh no, yeah, you can.
Get like Christmas dinner on Deliveroo. Going back to the dinner stuff though, what sure. Okay, you see like gravy, like the you see the grilled sausages, the barbecue sausages and stuff. Sure. Like, what's the barbecue sausages? But what's the what's the worst part then? Is it sprouts? Is it like
I love sprouts.
I
love sprouts as well.
I love vegetables.
I love him.
Yeah, stuffing. I hate stuffing.
See, I like stuff. I don't really have it much.
Disgusting.
But you said you hate your pudding, right? Stuffing
is
lit.
Broccoli is
I love broccoli.
Are you done?
I love it.
White broccoli, cauliflower.
Cauliflower and cheese is lit.
Spug me right now. Cauliflower, cheese, and then you have a little bit of gravy on the side. Listen. You don't have cauliflower and cheese.
One
imagine
second.
Not having cauliflower and cheese with your roast
dinner. Oh, bro.
I think I'm going to have some cauliflower and cheese tonight. I'm going to tell my mum to make some roast.
But you say about how like, the
cauliflower and cheese?
Cauliflower and cheese. Is that one of your favourite parts of the world, you reckon?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? What's the worst part then?
Do you want to say here, miss? You
can say here.
Carry on.
Yeah. We'll get such a good flow with it. I forgot now, but you're thinking about the cauliflower and cheese, but you love that. And you hate broccoli.
What's that sweet thing?
Sweet potato?
That sweet white thing. And it's kind of a vegetable kind.
Celery.
It's like white and it's long.
Radish.
Oh, asparagus.
Radish?
That's asparagus. That's so nice.
You said white.
It's not white, it's
green. No, you can't get white.
Oh.
I forgot about that.
You're like the green one. It's disgusting.
I love asparagus though.
I can't lie, I hate hash browns.
Hash browns? Do you get that at Christmas time though? Do you have that at Christmas time though, hash browns?
No, not really.
Hash browns. Another question then. What do you lot have for, like, what's a Christmas breakfast then for you lot? Do you have like a tradition of
spinach? Breakfast?
Yeah.
Because some people have like a Christmas breakfast, like once a year or something.
Pancakes.
Yes.
Bacon, but I don't really eat pork. Just normal stuff that we don't really usually have.
See, I've never had. Have you ever like with bacon, like maple syrup and bacon before?
Yeah.
What's that like? I've never had that before.
I don't know. I don't eat pork.
You can get like other ones though. You get like you get a turkey bacon. Do you have that?
Idiot boy.
I was gonna ask next though.
I said I went to church on the trip. You're an idiot boy.
Okay. Right, next one. So, what are some of your like family Christmas traditions that you do every year? Like, is it games? Is it something else? What do you got to do every year for Christmas time?
Half at my mum's, half at my dad's.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
What my whole family get drunk.
Is that literally, tradition for you?
Literally,
my whole family
what they
just
do
get drunk.
Christmas time.
And get drunk.
Yeah.
What, all day or
start
like?
Dancing.
Yeah.
Is it?
From early, from like 12.
Yeah.
From like 12, they get lipped.
But you
and
know,
they're not sober up and get lipped again.
But you know what? Don't they call like a champagne breakfast? Have like champagne in the morning with their breakfast? Yeah.
Yeah. Put a little raspberry at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. The bottom. Yeah. That is jokes. But you know what? Do you like, does your family like drink from the morning to the night as well? Like,
no, from like 12, 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. 12, 1. Yeah. I know that like, some people like get drunk on Christmas, some people don't. Like, obviously, you said you're Muslim as well, so you don't obviously drink. But, like, best Christmas games?
Monopoly.
Monopoly, yes. Sick one.
Monopoly.
Droughts.
Twister.
Yeah, love that.
Monopoly, Twister.
You ain't beat me on
Hungry Hippos.
I haven't been Hungry Hippos in years. You ain't beating me on Hungry Hippos
hungry
on Monopoly.
Hippos, no, but what my family does is, it's like there's four of us. No, there's two of us.
Yeah.
And we use two hippos. Mm-hmm. Whoever wins gets a tenner.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
My mum just bribes me, though. I know she's lying. I've never won.
But you know what? No one's beat me on Monopoly, though.
Yeah.
I'll play. It's like last for like 4 hours. I played like last year for like 4 hours.
There's one up in another room, you know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it like a what version is it? What's it?
It's the normal one, I think.
Normal version.
So we'll grab it.
Yeah, go get it for me. I've seen it. Yeah, right. We want to go like let's go. Can I get
it?
Are you gonna play it?
We have 3 minutes left.
No, I've got like 5 minutes left. It's cool. Right, next up. Right, growing up, next question. What are some of your favourite Christmas memories growing up?
Getting extra presents.
Is it?
Tripping on the stairs.
That's good. Favourite memory, tripping up on Christmas. You're saying that, I did that a couple of years back, I fell down my stairs as well.
The way
did you?
Saying
that. No, did you actually smash your head though? Wow. But on a serious note though.
I've got my head open.
But honestly, it's not like, what were some of your like, favourite Christmas memories growing up?
My whole family
just
eating going
together.
Yeah.
I like eating with everyone.
So nice. I love that. That's wicked. And do you guys have any like favourite places to go like during Christmas time, like Covent Garden or Down Central?
No.
Nah.
Winter Wonderland's the only place that I go for Christmas.
Right. How long have you been going for? Like last 3 or 4 years, you said?
I've gone every year.
Yeah.
Apart from this year and last year.
Are you going this year? Yeah,
I
can't.
Like,
there's only ones in it.
Or just £1.
Yeah,
that's a good game of Monopoly.
There's only ones in this store.
All right. We're gonna say though. Yeah, but do you got a guy got Covent Garden like
Covent inside? Garden?
Yeah.
No.
Why? Oh, you know what? You got to go down there because they got the best.
No.
Oh no! You got the best decorations down there. Though. If you get the time to go down there. But when does Winter Wonderland actually open though?
It opens from November. From November it opens.
I don't. What?
Yeah.
Well, the thing. Yeah.
No, I think it opened like November 20th or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it opens November.
Is it the same time every year or like different times?
I think it's November to February, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it not February?
Oh. Is it close to February time then?
No, it's January. I thought it was February.
Ah, fair enough. That's mad. Last couple of questions. I've got loads more, but a couple more questions just for now then. If you lot could visit any country or countries during Christmas time, which ones would they
Dubai.
Be?
Dubai.
Dubai.
Spain.
Okay.
Dubai.
Dubai.
Yeah.
Is it?
Should I tell you why I want to go back to Spain?
Why?
Because I fell off my chair.
That's good.
But I had breakfast and it came and it went all over me.
So you want to go back to me because of that? Because you're breakfast all over your jumper, right?
Yeah.
No, but honestly, it's not that. You said you got to Dubai. Like, what draws you to Dubai this time of year? Is just in general or is it Christmas?
Dubai.
Nah, see, it's never drawn me in Dubai. It's never interested me. Everyone loves it,
what
but
countries draw you in?
Yeah.
What country draws you in?
I want to go to
New York.
Yeah, or there. I want to go to Finland as well at Christmas time. Or Canada.
New York is very nice at Christmas.
No,
very nice.
It is.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because it's Home Alone, isn't it? Growing up, watching Home Alone.
Yeah, Mum, they was looking 30 still.
It is, but that's why I want to go back. Because ever since Home Alone, when I used to watch it every single year. Why did ASMR again?
I just wanted to see
it. But I think I want to see. No, don't ruin like a wicked episode. He doesn't want to cut it out.
Let
but
go up to the mic and go.
I hate you so much, right now.
Not
No, it's too hot.
Right, last question.
Sorry.
It's all right. But one more question is, hopefully you guys kind of think about what you're grateful for and that kind of thing. So around this kind of time of year, like family based as well. So what kind of things are you guys grateful for?
Everything I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carla, I'm grateful that I'm still here.
I'm grateful for my mum.
Yeah, love that. All right, guys. That's the end of the episode. Take care, everyone. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And peace.